Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
Hold on, that's something there. I didn't realize that. So the latest from Petzold, the offer last offseason was 4 years and just under $100 million. Clearly, the offer's got to be a lot better today. That was when he had 2 years of arbitration left.
Yeah.
Now he's in the last year of team control. But is that what Heyman's basing the gap on? So last year, let's say the Tigers offered rounded up to 100, and Heyman wanted, or Boris wanted 350. So there's your 250 gap.
Is that over 7 years?
Yeah, that's a good question, too. I don't know.
Because it really does come down to how many years you want to put on that contract and what's going to be the average annual value of the contract. That's really what it comes down to.
You would think they could agree on that number or close on that number, right? He's going to be paid per year as much as any pitcher in the game of baseball, right?
Right. And then it comes down to, does Scooble want to get locked in for 8 years? Because we all know that his best years are going to be within the next four. And then after that, it's going to be the Gerrit Cole where you're paying for years where he's not the top pitcher in the American League, but you're paying him as such.
In terms of pitchers, Zach Wheeler's $42 million per year is the high water mark in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Scooble's camp is going to look for more than 42 a year. Could be right. 45, could be, I mean, we've thrown out huge numbers, $50 million a year. But really, it's not about that number. It's about the number of years.
Right.
The Tigers may prefer a 4 or 5 year deal. And Boris probably wants his client to sign that 8, 9, or even right. 10 year deal. So how do you bridge that gap? Is that a gap you can even bridge? I mean, I guess meet in the middle at 7 years. But if Boris says, I'm not going to cave early, we have free agency looming.
Right. Yeah. I mean, if he's sitting there going, and I mean, okay, there's no way to prove it, but he's getting whispers from LA. Hey, we're going to, we'll do 8 years. In fact, we might even do 10.
And we're not going to blink.
Right.
We're not going to bat an eye. The Tigers have effectively three options. One, sign Scooble this offseason to a long-term deal.
Mm-hmm.
Option two, trade Tarik Skubal to somebody else for the biggest haul possible, a la Milwaukee Brewers, Corbin Burns. And you should get a little more than Corbin Burns. Skubal's a better pitcher. And Milwaukee ended up with the best record in all of baseball shortly thereafter. The third option is the walk the plank, walk the tightrope. Mm-hmm. We're not trading Skubal. We're not extending Skubal. We'll be in contention with Skubal. We're going to keep him on the team. And if he leaves, it's the Scherzer thing all over again. Well, if you're going to do it, you better win a World Series next year. You better have an offseason that supports the idea that you're going all in to win a World Series, because otherwise that's the worst scenario, John. Losing him for nothing is by far the worst case scenario. Trading and getting something might not be super appealing, but it's better than nothing.
Right, unless you win a World Series.
Unless you win a World Series.
Yeah.
And I'm of the belief that if I was the Tigers, I would float him a real big boy offer. And then I'd leak that I offered him a big boy offer. And if he doesn't accept it, then I got to make a decision. Do I instead reinvest that money in Bichette or Bregman or Tucker, or it doesn't have to be one of those guys, but just a couple legitimate bats and say we're going to win the World Series – with Tarek Skubal. That's what I would do if I was running the Tigers. What I think they're more likely to do is not add those bats, walk the line, see where they are at the deadline, and really drag this out.
So with all the information we have, we truly believe the Tigers are getting Boris, meaning he 100% intends to take Skubal to free agency, make him the highest paid pitcher ever, probably at $50 million per season, 8 to 10 years. We all believe that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it is Scherzer all over again. Scherzer became the highest paid player because he wouldn't get paid the highest contract when the Tigers offered an extension. The extension was pretty much like Verlander's contract. Scherzer bet on himself. So it really is playing out to be the same thing all over again. And all I can say is there are people within the organization were here when that happened.
Mm-hmm.
What did you learn from that? Because I would say the Scherzer's outcome is the worst outcome.
And I think the answer was you should have kept Max Scherzer. I mean, look what happened immediately when he left. He won 2 Cy Youngs in a World Series, and his pitching really didn't drop off for several years.
And heck, he still had it last night.
Right. I mean, he wasn't last night what he was at his prime, but yes, he's still pitching at age 40.
Yeah.
I mean, and we all know the last few years don't age well on those deals. We lived it with Miguel Cabrera. Is it worth locking a guy up for those prime 4 or 5 cracks at a World Series knowing you may have an overpaid athlete on the back end?
Well, what I'm compelled by is had they kept Scherzer, I think especially the 2016 season might have played out differently because you don't get Jordan Zimmermann, and the Tigers were on the right on the verge of a wild card there, and that was the year that JV had the bounce back. So, you know, there could have still been another run at it there. I mean, but look, you can't just let this guy walk and not get something. You can't. That was the two critical mistakes that the Tigers and Lions made at the same time with Sue and Scherzer. You just don't do that.
Yeah, we get this ticket text. Sign Skubal for 5 years, $50 million a year. Alan McComb.
So it's a $250 million contract.
But Al, there's no way they're doing that deal.
No, when they know that they can get 8 years at the same price per year from 3 other teams.
We had a text earlier. Give him a 3-year deal for 180 because it's 60 a year. Give him the opt outs. Give him the Bregman style deal. They're not accepting that.
No, because when that 3-year deal is up, he may not be able to command
correct
50 a year or even 40 a year.
Correct.
I don't think he drops off like that, but there is that possibility.
248-539-9797. So that was one of the big headlines from last night. The gap of $250 million, and it does seem to stem from the initial offer last offseason. I just would make the case to people, that's a big number to make up 1 year later.
Right.
And it does feel like they are at odds. Now, this is clearly the Boris spin. The Tigers can choose to stay out of it, or it would behoove them to put a real offer out there and leak the real offer.
Mm-hmm. Unless
there's no real offer.
Right. And they're just willing to
lowball him and let him.
Well, and either play the season out, which I don't think they'll do. They're not going to get to the end of the season unless they're willing to take all of that money and invest in a handful of bats that they think are, and another pitcher. Because we saw how the injuries can pile up by the end of the year.
Can never
and
have
Scott,
enough.
You know, Scott Harris talked about it at the end of the season. But if they're willing to go all in this year for their best chance at a World Series with Tarek Skubal.
Texters, why don't we let Skubal go, get a huge bat and a solid starting arm as well as a bullpen piece and a high-ranked prospect?
That's one path that you could go. And it will come down to, can Scott Harris manufacture that type of a deal?
I don't believe the $250 million gap story at all that has Boris playing his agent games written all over it. Maybe.
Yeah. I think
they aim high and then they use that as the number.
The educated baseball fan is going to look at this and go, yeah, this is an agent game.
But let's say it's not a $250 million gap. Let's say he's exaggerating. Is it a $200 million? Is it a 150? These are still huge gaps.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So last year, what, Corbin, not Corbin Burt, Garrett Cole got the 9-year, $324 million deal, right? I believe he's a Boris client, or Boris is his agent.
Yeah.
It has to be past that. Like it just has to. Like you're looking, like minimally, I don't know what world you're living in that it's not 8-360
Can we back up for a second? So the Petzold stuff's the new stuff. That last year's offer was 4 years at just under $100 million. Do you have a reaction to that?
Well, it's way too low. It's that, that if I was Tarek Skubal, I would have the same reaction. Or if I'm Scott Boras, it's offensive.
It's insulting.
Yeah.
And I know they're going to say we had 2 years of arbitration to leverage. There's no world where Skubal was going to sign that contract.
Yeah, that's insanity.
So, like, there's precedent. But just so we understand, like we're doing the, hey, Boras is like a super villain agent, right? He's the super agent who's playing all the media games. Who is he in the arena with? A team that made a laughable offer last year. So like that explains the gap, right? You have one side that has no concept of what the market is, and you have one agent who's going to shoot for the moon, so then you stretch this thing out to $250 million. That does not sound like two parties who are going to sit down in a week or a month or 2 months and iron out a deal.
That's what needs to happen, though. Like, all right, it's already starting. The back and forth. What was offered, what wasn't. What needs to be offered, what's the market. And what I really believe, let's all be adults here. Chris Illich, Scott Harris, Jeff Greenberg, AJ Hinch, other executives, host Scott Boras, and Tarek Skubal, and let's have a sit down. And what does it take to get you signed right now?
Yeah.
What do you want right now?
As we describe Scott Boras, and I know you use the term supervillain agent. Like I'm not going to villainize an agent for doing his job. Like his job is to get the most money, and I don't think he's looking at it as, well, I just simply want to screw the Tigers.
I think the other question, is there a right now that the Tigers need to ask? Are you willing to sign a long-term extension with us right now?
Is
what do
number?
You want?
Yeah.
Is there a right now or isn't there?
Right.
Are you going to free agency no matter what?
Right. And so the word villain, right, it's all about how you cast the light in this. Nobody truly is a villain. This is the business of pro sports. Tarek right. Skubal's not a bad guy if he says, I want to be a Detroit Tiger, but I also want to get paid the most amount of money. Scott Boras isn't a bad guy for trying to get his client the most money. Detroit, they got to make big decisions for their club. If they ultimately don't think it's justifiable to hand a starting pitcher a 10-year commitment with the looming possibility of Tommy John, looming possibility of a strike or a lockout, all right. But then you got to pivot accordingly. Like that's the thing, is just don't get stuck with your pants down here. If you're not going to sign him long term, are you trying to win with him everything right. you can right now? Or are you conceding, hey, 26 might be a minor step back to reposition everything for what we've all thought from the beginning, 2027 is the Harris window.
Right. And if they get that answer from Scott Boras and Tarek Skubal that, no, we're not willing to sign anything right now, we do want to get to free agency, then the Tigers can move forward with one of two plans. Trade him, get your maximum value, or we're going to add as many pieces to the puzzle as possible so we can go win a World Series right now.
We can be a formidable baseball team as quickly as this March. 248-539-9797. We'll get the picks in this hour. I mentioned a Spartan fan conversation, the state of Michigan State fans, but some Tarek Skubal thoughts, phone calls, and feedback next. 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. you get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.